Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You, and this is the last segment of our fifth anniversary show.
No, it's flying by today, actually.
Which really has been tremendous. We, Otto, excuse me, my co-host, Otto.
I'm here.
And we have Paula, Rebecca, Kimberly. Now we have Dan joining us and Christina.
We're going to see how many people we could fit in this room today, so that's our goal.
And the first half, Judy Bosworth was here, the supervisor of the town. All celebrating Project Independence and the tremendous work. You know, I'm the not the youngest, but like the newest member, technically.
I applaud.
She's catching up. She's
okay, you know. Watch it.
How many days, John?
173.
173, okay.
But nevertheless, really, this is just a phenomenal thing, Project Independence. Mm-hmm. And this radio program, due to Director Dan Cox's help and guidance from the very beginning, is, I think, the cornerstone of Project Independence. I'm waiting for Kimberly to say, wait a minute.
Well, we're here to help. That was the whole point 5 years ago when the station had a changeover of what we were doing on the air, and it was up to me to kind of revive something that had been lost for about community radio, which had been lost for about 20 years. And the first thought was, let's connect with the community. And actually, you guys approached us about doing some kind of radio, and I said, you're out of your mind, because they wanted to do a whole radio station. I said, I could barely run the one I have.
Thank God Dan said that, because I don't know if I'd be standing right now.
And I said, how about a couple hours a week? And they said, yeah, let's try that.
That was Jerry, right?
That was Jerry. Jerry.
It was going to be a daily show, if I recall
correctly. Yes. Yeah. I'm tired just thinking about it. I don't even want to.
That would have been exciting.
Yeah, you're tired. But it reflects what the station is about, and it's about community radio, helping the community and in entertaining the community, and having an impact on a group of people, which is slowly but surely becoming the majority of people here in Nassau County, who we like to serve, and that's essentially baby boomers, senior citizens, and. No one under 40 owns a radio. I mean, our engineer today is in her early 20s, and she doesn't own a radio. But she does, because she loves radio, because she works at a radio station, and I made her get one. But for the most part, young people only listen to radio because it happens to show up in the car that they buy. And then they just plug in their iTunes anyhow, so it doesn't really matter. But those who really still appreciate and love radio are who we're trying to help and service here with your program and with our music and lots of other things that we do.
We have a full week.
Yeah, it's a full week of talk programming. And right. You guys, again, you want to talk about the foundation. You were the first show. We kind of worked our way from Friday back to Monday, filling in what we call the talk block, which is 10 a.m. to 12 noon every weekday morning. And actually, we have a talk show on Saturday morning, also from 10 to 12. Sundays we leave alone. We let the music play.
Is the station on 24/7?
Yep, 24/7. Yeah, so 365 days a year.
Like, what goes on at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Music, yeah. I mean,
with nobody, it just keeps
No, it's an it's automated. Like, it runs our advertisements and our stuff and promotes this show, you know, and that kind of thing, along with the music that we play. Once we're here at noon, once we're done here at noon, from 12 to 7 is something we call rock music for adults, because I've played it for my students here, and they go, what is that? That's old school. I'm like, no, that's old school. And then at 7 o'clock, we have specialty programming every day of the week. One of our more popular ones is 7 o'clock on Saturday night, which is a doo-wop show called The Groove Yard. Mm-hmm. And we have a mixture of things during the week. Then at 9 p.m. we have another set of specialty music programs. I won't go into all of them, but, you know, you should check out our website at WCWP.org, and you can see what's there.
Actually, the last time you were on, I don't know what show that was, the last anniversary.
I think it was my birthday show.
Oh, it's your birthday show. When you talked about that, I actually did listen to different ones, because I thought it was just like one kind of music just over and over.
No.
And then you said there's pieces at different times. It's worth it.
I have a brilliant music director, and I say that I've known him 35 years. He's my longest friend, not my oldest, but my longest friend. He's 70 years old. He doesn't mind me telling people that. And he's an old hippie, and he loves music, okay. And he picks the music for the station, and he fits right into our wheelhouse, and people enjoy what he programs. And like I said, he's been my best friend for 30 years. He's a wonderful man, and he does an excellent job of picking music. And one of the things we like to do here, because when you listen to music on radio today, it's just this innocuous stuff over and over and over and over and over again. Or you listen to a classic rock station, and it's the same songs over and over. You listen to us, you're not going to hear the same song or even the same artist in a 7 or 8 hour period. You're hearing different music, but it's music that you recognize, music that that fits into your lifestyle and you understand. So we hope people enjoy it. We get a lot of good feedback on
and
the music.
And that's a commercial Dan.
Well, I'm hoping that everybody stays with the programming after you guys leave. Like I said, you're the foundation on which we build the rest of the program. That and sports. Sports are always a great foundation.
Okay.
All the LIU Post athletics, our football games on Saturday afternoon are one of the most listened to programs we have.
Really?
Every year. Oh, absolutely. Our alumni from all around the country, because you have to understand, it's not just a pattern here on the north
right.
shore of Nassau County. It's our internet station, because you can hear us on the internet. I mean, we had the opening game this year, which was a non-conference game in Virginia. We just had the largest audience, online audience we've ever had for a football game. It was amazing. So yeah, so we're multifaceted
as far as the
way we deliver our content is what they call it now. I call it entertainment, but they call it content.
Well, Oz is entertaining content.
Yours is very entertaining content.
We design it all. We just take it all.
And John, if I remember when I engineered a show, it's a very uncomfortable content too sometimes. Who do you book those guests there?
Made
me uncomfortable. Yeah.
Do you go to the games, the football?
I do. I'll be here this Saturday. Actually, I go. The kids pick on me. I go to the real football game. We call it soccer here in America because the men's team here is undefeated right now, 6-0. They're on their way. They're ranked
really?
Like third in the country. And our field hockey team, the girls are just amazing. They're ranked about third in the country. The athletic program here at LIU Post is amazing, and I wish more people would come to these games.
I'm going to go to one of the football games.
You should go to. We have a great game coming up this weekend.
My son-in-law's nephew plays for LIU Post.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The team is playing very well. They're undefeated right now also.
Yeah.
They got a big game tomorrow, and our homecoming is coming up on October 8th. That's a great day to come. Homecoming is always an outstanding
question.
Game.
The field is on this campus?
The field is right around this campus. Uh-huh. It's Bethpage Federal Credit Union Park, and it's a really nice facility. They just built a new press box, the new scoreboard, new stands. Bethpage really took care of us, and it's on that what we call the South Campus. If you follow the road to the south end of the campus, it's right there. Baseball,
okay.
Brand new baseball facility, soccer facility, softball facility.
You know what's probably nice? Quickly, I took my grandson last year to the Giants or the Jets. I don't remember which one, and it's vile. Because we were on the bus there screaming. This is a 5-year-old. And the language was terrible. I really don't know what you're now into. And it made no difference. I was like, I'd never take him again. The cursing behind me. And here's a 5-year-old going like this. I mean, it's on radio. But I said, I'd never do it again until I was like 20. It was terrible.
But, you point something out very interesting. In most places in the country, people go to college football games. They fill those big stadiums at those big Division I, even Division II schools like we are. We're kind of jaded here in New York with all the professional sports teams we have, so we miss a lot of great sports happening out at Stony Brook here at LIU. I mean, until they got rid of their football team at Hofstra, that was a D1 team. I mean, I think the public, and you got to understand, if you just drive in, walk in, sit down, enjoy a game.
Yeah.
You could have probably had a better time here.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
With your grandchild.
But I wouldn't do it again.
I
would come here. I wouldn't go to a professional.
Baseball
was fun. But college was
the kids
rough.
Are respectful
college.
In the stands. I mean, you get a few knuckleheads, but that's true everywhere. But, I think one of the great hidden on Long Island is the great collegiate athletics that happen here. And it's pretty amazing.
Got a
especially
golden
on
nugget
this campus.
Going on here.
Oh, absolutely. This campus is this campus is a golden nugget that a lot of people
absolutely.
Don't know about. I have a good friend I went to college here with who now runs the radio station over at Hofstra, and we have a great relationship. And, it's always Hofstra. They got the presidential debates. They got all this stuff. I said, but you're missing this. And he even said.
Have Project Independence in
we
you.
We have Project Independence. and I get it. They're a big kind of semi-urban campus in their location, but we're a beautiful big campus with lots of great stuff going on.
How about that Tillis Center, too?
And the Tillis Center for the Performing Arts is just, that's an amazing thing.
Is that part of the school?
It's part of the school. It's part of the
school. Because I go there once a year. Maybe.
I have tickets. This is a great season, by the way. And I don't want to be a commercial for Tillis, but I've bought tickets for at least a half dozen shows this year already, because they've got a great lineup this year. Tillacenter.org. but we've got a couple of events coming up this week, and I know we're running out of time, so I wanted to say tonight we have a benefit concert here on campus, not in the Tillis Center. It's in the other room, which is part of Hillwood Commons, and it's a donation event. It's for Musicians Without Borders, which is a group of, it's kind of like Doctors Without Borders, musicians going around the world finding troubled places and getting kids, you know, doing music. And a great band from Ireland is coming in called Pugwash. There's a Long Island band called Joe Rock and the All-Stars. From all around, from Berlin, from Northern Europe. These are all bands that have flown in just to do this concert. And that's at 7:30 tonight. And then Sunday, we're part of the Concert Across America to End Gun Violence, which is actually concerts going on in big cities all over America to help end gun violence. And that's another benefit concert. And the great part about this is a lot of the artists here are local artists from Port Washington and North Hempstead. And they're people you might even know. So come by on Sunday night also here to the campus.
Boy, he's perfect with this timing. I want to thank everybody on the show, starting with Judy Bosworth this morning, and Otto and Paula, Rebecca, Kimberly, Christina, of course, and Sam. This has been a wonderful fifth anniversary show. Yeah. You've been listening to Project
Many
Independence
and
You, 88.1 FM.
Thank you, John.
Yay.